Welcome to IET Evolve, Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. We've made it to December 1st, 1 month left in 2025. It is Monday. Happy Monday to you. Highlights, an X-class solar flare. I did see that and felt that one yesterday. That was an X1.9. It was from an old region, 4274. You may have heard of that region that produced some big flares that we had a couple of weeks ago. Well, it is now turning to face us here at Earth. It's now numbered at 4299. That occurred at 226 UTC today. It would have been yesterday. For those of us in different time zones other than UTC, this was a region that was active, like I said previously, and it looks like there was a coronal mass ejection that was produced, but it likely will not hit Earth. I've cross-referenced a couple of things. Doesn't look like it will hit us, but that could change, and I'll keep you posted if it does. It did produce an R3 radio blackout over the entirety of Australia, and this region is currently just rotating into view on the northeast portion of the sun, so it's actually still turning to face us here at Earth, so we could be on the docket for more direct-facing, larger flare activity soon. And I will talk about the uniqueness of feeling this one in the summary section towards the end of the report. So overall, solar flare activity is up and it is high. Solar wind speed is down, and just as the wind is reaching more average conditions, we have a large coronal hole that's about to make contact with Earth beginning on Wednesday and lasting through Friday, where we could see an increase in geomagnetic activity. And this does seem to be a larger hole. Geomagnetic field has had quite a bit of variability in these last 24 hours, where we saw it go from KP1 to KP4 overall, but we really saw a drop from KP4 to KP1. I'll talk about that in a bit. Okay, solar flares. Well, one X-class flare, as we talked about, and 11 C-class. It looks like nothing made it into the M. It was either a smaller or larger. The C-class flares were mostly larger on size as I was looking at those. And so some of them almost made it to M, but just didn't have the juice. 4294 was responsible for four of those flares. Sunspot regions. Well, we've got nine active regions. We're just going to talk about 4294 being beta, gamma, delta. 4296 is beta. And don't have an entire classification on 4299 just yet. So hopefully we will again get that soon. Solar wind. Well, it did drop from the low 600s to where we're currently at, 471 kilometers per second. So that's moving towards more average conditions. The interplanetary magnetic field was weak to moderate, and the BZ did stay mostly south, which probably gave us a little pop to our geomagnetic field activity, and right now the BZ is moderately southward. KP, well, like I said, quiet to active, 1 to 4 we saw in the past 24 hours. We did see that drop from KP4, which is active, and it dropped to KP1, which is quiet. That occurred about 12 to 15 hours ago. And for those of you who are sensitive, again, that may have just you may have noticed that the car just went in a bit of a downshift. So as that solar wind waned, that's what is appearing to be responsible for this, and obviously with the BZ shifting. So we're currently at KP2, where it seems to be finding its happy spot right now over the last several hours. Potential forecast, what we can expect. Well, definitely an increase here in class in solar flare activity. X class is at 20%, M is at 70%. Yeah, I haven't seen these numbers in a little while. So we can expect for geomagnetically quiet to unsettled around KP3. It's not expected to go up higher than that. And by Wednesday, we have another coronal hole on deck where our geomagnetic field conditions could once again rise back up to storming condition, producing auroras. And that does seem to be a bigger coronal hole here, so we will definitely keep our eye on that. That all these different sites that I look at, it does seem to be that this will be stronger in our solar wind and will increase our geomagnetic field. Schumann, well, moderate to low activity. There's no whiteout bursts. There are irregular disturbances around the 11 to 14 hour mark and again in the 19 to 21 hour range. So really these are mild to moderate increases. The harmonics are present, they're just not strong. You may have noticed that you had some broken sleep overnight. it may be for people who are a little bit more sensitive. You may have felt a little bit more sensitive yesterday. Maybe, you know, nothing too extreme, but just a bit of a note. It's more background chatter in this chart than these deep waves. This can be helpful for some inner recalibration, good for intuitive sharpening. And just keep in mind, our solar wind shifted in the geomagnetic activity reflected that, as I just talked about. So what we see is, again, some of the creators in these, the people that are actually the creators and scientific authors who work with the Schumann. I'm not talking about YouTube sensationalists. I'm not talking about people that do that on a daily basis. I'm talking about these main scientific authors who work with the Schumann, who do the research with the Schumann. They're very, I would say, people that I've spoken to who fit that definition, they're very aware of this planetary shift. If they're not freaking out about the Schumann, then, let's just take it as a note of caution. I think people are very aware that this field is shifting and it's changing, and you know, they're not going out there saying that the sky is falling. So I want to share that piece with you. This is where I like to keep things grounded, not just for grounded sake, but because the people who actually specialize in this have a very different understanding of what's going on here. And you know, like we say on this channel, we're in this for the long run, just not these short bursts of sensationalism, because I'm just not sure how that helps anybody. All right, a summary of all of this. Well, these flares really do help keep the energy moving. What I noticed yesterday is this lighter feeling overall. Like I said, sometimes when these flares occur in real time, these stronger flares, there's a bit of a boost. There's less impedance. It feels like there's just more lighter energy without impedance that's there to move around. And also, I keep noticing that the feeling of these flares are occurring earlier than the timestamp says that they occur. You know, this stuff is really hard to prove. However, it's just taking note of this. So if you're looking at time and you're saying, you know, I felt this one a lot earlier, there could be something to that. So we just bring it up here. So as we've got this solar flare increases, the solar wind is down right now and the field is reflecting it. So, you know, once again, we've got something that goes up and something that goes down. And so there's this recalibration that needs to come into play. We do look like we have the potential for the higher flares on docket, obviously. And yes, this coronal hole will face us in 2 days. But today is today, so let's stay present and enjoy a bit more of this calm geomagnetic field, more calm wind. And if the sun does flare, perhaps it will give us a nice boost as it was able to do yesterday for some. So this is my wisdom drop. Please just stay present. Hear yourself today. Hear your higher self today. Days like today, you can hear without too much noise and interference. You are designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos. Thank you. I will see you tomorrow.